Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Snow is coming. Not today, but eventually. And Edie Gross with the Virginia Public Access Project says Virginia might not be ready when it does.
Fred, it seems weird to be worrying about snow smack dab in the middle of summer, but a recent report by the Office of the State Inspector General has state officials doing just that. According to a piece by Michael Martz in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the IG's office has determined that the Virginia Department of Transportation simply can't hire enough independent contractors to remove snow from state roads and interstate highways, especially in emergency conditions. The Inspector General's audit, released last week, found that many contractors are unwilling to work for VDOT because of requirements that they carry workers' comp insurance for their employees, and that they equip their snow removal trucks with vehicle locator technology.
Now that's clearly an important point for VDOT, Edie. Why is that?
Those devices can help the state verify that the snow removal vehicles that are on the road during a storm are actually the same ones that have already passed safety inspections with VDOT. A spokesperson for the agency said VDOT is looking at ways to either adjust its requirements or help contractors offset those expenses as a way to mitigate those impacts. Another suggestion in the report is that VDOT could cover the gaps in personnel by using state employees from other agencies who already have commercial driver's licenses, or by training other VDOT staff to operate equipment for snow removal. But safety needs to remain paramount, according to the audit. Without sufficient resources, the report says major snowstorms have the potential to be crippling unless assistance from other parts of the state can fill the gaps.
Edie, your other story this week is about people looking to rent an apartment. They don't normally expect to have to bid for that apartment, but that's changing.
Bidding wars among potential homebuyers are common in a hot real estate market, but bidding wars among renters? Well, Fred, that's happening too, according to a story by Will Parker in the Wall Street Journal. Real estate agents in large urban markets like New York, Chicago, Atlanta, and D.C. say they're seeing more people than ever offering to pay rents above the asking price in an effort to secure leases on homes and apartments. The median U.S. asking rent passed $2,000 for the first time in May, according to real estate company Redfin, and it has risen 15% over the last year.
And Edie, it's also taken on a sort of an aspect of trying to get into college with people including essays with their rental applications.
According to the story, many renters don't stop at just offering a higher rental price. Some have drafted what they're calling pick me love letters that introduce themselves to a landlord and make an emotional appeal. The story includes a Northern Virginia couple who began writing on their rental applications willing to pay $50 more. Despite the fact that both are government contractors with good credit, they kept getting outbid. Finally, they managed to rent a four-bedroom home in Ashburn, Virginia in March by offering $200 over the asking price of $3,000 a month. This, one of them said, is not normal.
It is, however, normal for Edie Gross to join us each week with the most popular stories from VA News. Edie, thanks a lot.
Thanks for inviting me on the program today, Fred, and I'll see you next week.
Edie Gross is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.